League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And another win to talk about for our Houston Astros. Bryce Matthews, two bombs, five RBIs, five of the six. He looked great last night. He turned the double play, too, in that sixth inning when Colton Gordon was really struggling and gave up. Well, he was really struggling, and he turned that double play. I think it was the sixth. No, he got the first two outs. Maybe it was the seventh inning when Oakert came in. Yeah, when Oakert came in and gets the first guy on. And then the double play, and, man, he just whipped that ball. Beautiful double play. Randall Grichuk was grounded into the double play. Lamar's own. You two grew up together, right?
No. Randall Grichuk a little early. He was on the great Lamar Little League teams.
Yeah, I know. But you don't claim that? Isn't that your...
No, we didn't grow up together, but yeah, I claim him. Randall Grichuk from Richmond Rosenberg, of course.
That's right. No. And Lamar Little League Baseball.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where you... Isn't it like
yeah, it wasn't Zuerlein as good Field? When I played there.
Isn't it Lance Zuerlein Field or something?
No, it should be Lupe Garza Field, if you want to know the truth.
Lupe Garza Field.
My coach, who used to have we used to have practices. Like, we'd have practices at 8:30 at night on a school night.
Well, yeah.
We'd have practices out at Crockett, which is on the rough side of town. There's a baseball park with broken glass and needles. We'd practice on that, but so it's a little different. We did that too.
My manager was divorced, so the only time he could see his kids was when we had Little League practice.
Was his name Buttermaker?
Yeah, he was, well, not really, but he wasn't as good as Buttermaker.
No, Lupe Garza had some Buttermaker tendencies, but he was a good coach. But Coach Garza had, he had one cooler that was Sprite and Mr. Pibb, and the other cooler was Schlitz, and that was his.
Oh, nice. Let's not get away from where we're going here.
It's the Bryce Matthews show.
Yeah, it was the Bryce Matthews game. Bryce Matthews forever. That's, you know, hit two homers in his first game. That's his first multi-homer game. I figured that out almost immediately because, well, it was his first two home runs in
his career.
I figured
that was going to be the case.
So it was, I just extrapolated, first multi-homer game of his career. He's got a little ways to go to catch up to Bagwell and Altuve. But that was nice. I mean, the kid is taking advantage, right? Of a situation. I love that these guys. Colton Gordon looked really good last night. I didn't realize this. Like, Colton Gordon never walks anybody. He gave up two walks last night, and it was like, holy crap, that doubles his output for the season.
Yeah.
He's given up more homers than walks this year.
No, he's been – I mean, Colton Gordon has been – of all those pitchers, he's the guy that has the best opportunity to stick around – potentially even this year. Now, you know, if everybody comes back, but, you know, McCullers versus Gordon is not really a contest right now.
No, okay. And I don't know if
here's
you saw.
Your new favorite game.
It is my favorite game. I don't know if you saw, but Garcia threw a couple innings.
I know.
Javier threw. Eric Geddie
threw a
couple
innings.
Why don't
you just call this the how can I get rid of Lance McCullers game?
No, I want to know what order, and I know what a lot of people's order is, but realistically, when, let's say Eric Gedde's first back, who's out? It's got to be Gusto. Look, we've gone to the second half of the season, and we've already started Brandon Walter and Colton Gordon.
Yeah.
Gusto has not started.
No, it's Gusto.
Right.
And everyone, the question is, the only reason you play this game is when does Lance McCullers go? It's the only reason anyone has any interest in this game. And I don't know if his spot is like Dusty or not. If it's Dusty, then he's not going, period. Dusty just rolls with vets and that's it. I don't know if Dusty felt that way about Lance McCullers or not, but, you know, in a general sense, that's the way it works. I don't know if his spot is different or not. I don't know how much pressure there would be from ownership or management to keep Lance in the lineup. I don't know. My guess is they're going to give him every possible chance.
Look, they've made some moves. The Jose Abreu move, it was overdue, but it was still a little surprising that they would actually eat all that money. Now, you've only got a year and a couple of months left on the McCullers deal. You've had patience. If Lance McCullers, let's say they come back in a month, somebody comes back, or two come back in a month.
Right.
Right? Let's say Lance McCullers doesn't have a decent outing by then.
I don't know how you can keep putting him out there then. Yeah. He's got to go to the bullpen.
Yeah. Even that. I mean, well, I guess there's guys in the bullpen that you would take out for him. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to. I'm just telling you.
I don't know.
You,
Sousa's looked really good. Okert has done a nice job.
Yeah. Ort has done a good job. Ort's got an ERA in the high fives.
Yeah.
I mean, Ort's not been great.
He picked up the win the other night.
Somebody could end up on the injured list. Lance could end up on the injured list. Who knows? But I just think this it feels like there's a countdown to – people have a countdown for Lance being DFA'd. I think you're going to all
that
be –
That ain't – no.
Yeah, I think you're all going to be very dissatisfied. He's not – they're not going to do that to a guy who has been here since the very beginning. It's just not happening.
Yeah.
They're not going to – that's an embarrassing thing, and I think it would take – it would take Lance being historically bad. I get that he's not been great at all. He's not been good. I shouldn't even say not been great. He's not been good for a while. He has been very good in very small stretches this year where we were talking about how dominant he was. But the fact is, you know, and he didn't pitch last night, so we're just – this is kind of an aside to the Bryce Matthews story yesterday. But, I think Lance McCullers is just going to drift off into no man's land at some point, a lightly used long reliever. When guys go four innings, starters go four innings, and then, you know, he'll be called on to go two innings. I think that's where he's headed. I just don't see him. These other pitchers look like they're coming around. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting. It's granted they're not going to be here till August. So April all the way to August for our good friend Spencer Arrighetti. You've got Christian Javier, who we're hoping comes back and is a good player, Garcia. I'll just take two. If we get two of three, that's incredible. But they also need to be good versions of themselves. Do we just assume they're automatically coming back and balling? I don't know that we should do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be hard to get your stuff, your control back. It's going to be hard to get command. It's going to be, even Arrighetti, he threw a couple of innings. It's going to be a little while. There's going to be three or four starts there in the minors before they bring him. I would imagine. And really, I mean, these guys, I was thinking about this. Whatever happens, man, the playoff shares for this team are going to be minuscule. Because there's like 55 guys to split it with right now. As many guys of his that have come up. I mean, how could you not give Walter? If Walter, somebody comes up and he's gone, or Colton Gordon is gone, and, you know, they sent him down to the minor leagues. Ryan Gusto. I mean, all of these guys that deserve, all of these, the Bryce Matthews, he comes up. You know, they vote on playoff shares. I don't know how they can't give some of these guys, or all of these guys, because they played Zach Short. He's going to be gone when Pena comes back.
at some point, somebody's going to be gone, right? If Zach Short is no longer here, what do you give him? He's had game-winning hits.
Dude, Will Grier just got a Super Bowl ring for Philadelphia.
Right.
I don't think he ever put a jersey on. Yeah, they're getting playoff shares. These guys have been critical, integral parts for, you know, Zach Short. I don't know how you handle guys like that. But the other pitchers you're talking about, yeah. They're gonna have more starts than the Christian Javier has this year.
Right, exactly.
Last time I checked, Christian Javier's paycheck is pretty sweet.
Although they ain't going through that long postseason the Astros are gonna be in. Okay. This ain't a 2-game postseason this year, just so you know.
Well, we'll see.
I was thinking
if you go up against Scooble, you're gonna be in trouble.
Oh, you ain't gonna go up against Scooble right away. Scooble doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
So, and I'd much rather have Scooble in a 7-game series than a 2-game series. Okay, let's do Scooble in a 7-game series. So we got the other pitchers too.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this question: is there any point over the next, let's say, a month when the guys get back that they don't go up to Lance McCullers and say, "You sure you aren't fatigued? You sure your arm isn't tired?"
No, sure? I don't think so.
You sure?
Yeah, I think they asked Lance McCullers to take a dive in the fifth round.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, I don't know.
That wouldn't be the first time guys have been asked to, hey, are you sure? Hey, check your
Listen, this is a guy who gets made fun of and yelled at online every time he's hurt.
Yeah,
I don't think that's one that you want to do that to him.
Right.
I mean, I'd rather, if I'm Lance McCullers, I'd rather be ineffective than hurt again for the 7th time as an Astro. When I say 7th, I mean it's probably higher than that. That's just one guy that I wouldn't do that with. Because that's, I mean, to me, Lance would almost come out publicly and say, I'm not actually hurt. They asked me to do it at some point. Because it's too embarrassing for him. Like, oh, he's hurt again. No, I'm not. They made me do this. I don't think he's the guy that you'd do that with. Maybe Ort's arm would feel sore.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, that happens all the time.
Yeah, I mean, for that level player,
yeah, to hide
maybe
guys,
so.
you go on the DL.
I'm hoping he just comes out and has a good start the next time, so we can, you know, if he's going to be on the roster, which I think he is, I want him to be functional as a reliever. I don't think starters this is just too much. Just too many issues for me to think he's going to be a viable starter. Certainly in the postseason, if you get to the postseason, God forbid you don't get the postseason. But if you do, I don't see how you could think he'd be viable as a starter at any point. So he's going to be on the bullpen. I don't think he would make the playoff roster, to be honest with you.
Lance? No. He certainly isn't going to start. And why would you put him in there as a reliever against? Unless he goes to the pen in next month. And shows out.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's in his best interest moving forward to show he can get some innings in the pen, because when these other pitchers come back. Now, once again, I don't know what Christian Javier is going to look like. I don't know what Garcia or Eric Geddy will look like. You know, I'm hoping Javier's the player that they're paying a bunch of money for. I hope that it's that player that shows up, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Big, nice win yesterday. Nice job, Colton Gordon. Nice job. Christian Walker is hitting again, dude. Christian Walker hit one 427 for a double last night. Holy crap, he crushed it. And then he crushed a base hit. I didn't think about that. I picked him for tonight to get a hit because he's back in. You know, we didn't even talk about that yesterday. Tony Perez-Chica and Christian Walker returned to Arizona yesterday. And they got a nice response.
Did they? Dell wants to know if they got a video, a special video.
They did. They actually did.
I would think Christian Walker. You know, they asked Christian Walker about it.
Tony Perez-Chica got a nice little. I think a nice tribute. Anyway,
good. They asked Christian Walker about going back. He goes, you know, it'll be nice to see the guys, and he said, but once that's out of the way, it's business.
Once it's out of the way, I'm going to destroy this baseball. He has turned it around, man. In July. He is the Christian Walker we thought we were going to see.
Yeah, it's been
good.
This
is what we thought Jose Abreu would do at some point. And, well, actually, Jose Abreu was good in his first playoff here. But this is the Christian Walker we thought we were going to get. And it is nice. It is nice to see. And he's caught a lot of crap. and rightfully so. His 600 OPS for first.
He hasn't been good.
Yeah, it hasn't been good, but it's good now. It sure is good now. All right, we're just getting it started here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Camp started up. We've got a lot of injury updates to talk about with your Houston Texans. On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. There's different ways. If you're taking testosterone, there's different ways. You might, a lot of times you're going to build up your estrogen when you take testosterone. That just happens. It's just natural. So you got to take estrogen blockers. Well, instead of that, they have peptides at Game Day Men's Health that are fantastic, and they actually increase your free testosterone. For those of you who don't know about any of this stuff and it's like a foreign language to you, I'm just telling you it's different at Game Day Men's Health. There was only one option, and I've been doing this for a long time. There's only one option at the other places. Game Day Men's Health has already come up with three different options. It's just is so much better. I think they put so much more into it, and I think they're just so much better at this than the other guys are. I love my experience at Game Day Men's Health, and I hope that you will try it, okay? If you're taking testosterone now, you feel like a number, walk in and get your shot, get out, and just pay me my money. That ain't the way they go about it at Game Day Men's Health. I love what they do. They got 11 locations around the city. I've named them. I will continue to give out the locations, but here's the deal. I drive further now than I used to because I believe in Game Day Men's Health, and I hope you would too. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Find the location nearest you. Labs in every location. Free consultation. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm texting Billy Brown right now. I got an issue at the house, so Billy is back from a golf vacation where maybe some people died. That's how horrible, horrible Billy is. And I know he wasn't on a golf vacation. Took the kids. So, but if he was on a golf vacation, people could die.
Who did you say?
Billy Brown.
Yeah, I got to tell you something, man. The Open. Can we still call it the British Open, or would we get canceled?
No, it's the Open Championship or the Open.
I just don't know why we have to. Why can't we say British Open anymore? Why do we change
it? Don't call it. Mama don't call it.
Why? Why? Mama, you still call people things that their moms don't call
the Redskins?
Them. Yeah. Well, Mama don't call them that
our
anymore.
President said we can call them the Redskins, so.
Well, if you're going to call them that, then you can say British Open.
Okay.
That's
you can
how
say British. People know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's the British Open. Anyway, okay. After watching the British Open, I got hyped, so I went out yesterday and played a new course out in, well, it's not a new course, but new to me in Missouri City, and it hadn't been cut, you know, because of the rain and everything, so it felt like a link-style course.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Did you hit it good?
Well, I threw it good, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is so.
Yep. 18 holes, too. So it was a real 18 holes. I was five over.
There's nothing. He does a lot of embarrassing things, Del.
I was five over, but I'm going to tell you what. It was hot out there throwing it. I mean, it was hot.
Yeah,
on the 17th hole, I took my
moment.
Shirt off on the 17th hole. I'm like, I got to play the last two because I had already poured water all over
my
head.
Playing frisbee golf with his shirt off.
Well, it's disc golf, but it was kind of a link style course. It was wide open and uncut. So
more embarrassing this or when he says he can catch for 26 yards or baskets.
I should have known that this was going to be a talking point because we were both coming in at the same time today, and he held the door open.
You saw the move,
extending his right arm to hold the door open, and then he started working it.
Yeah, working the right arm.
I guess because it was
sore. To loosen it up.
I should have known.
I played three straight days after coming off an injury. I hadn't played for a month. Three straight days. I'm feeling great. Thank you. Shout out to Apollo Physical Therapy, April and Sam. Get me right.
Oh, Lance is a barista, too. Okay. All the Lances. You're a barista.
I'm not a barista.
You don't play. You're on the injured list all the time.
I play. I'm constantly playing.
You and McCullers, the baristas. Team barista.
I also met like a four-star recruit who's going to Texas A&M. he and his dad, Spencer Johnson's his dad, he played at Auburn, and he was a defensive tackle. This guy, this family is sharp. The kid is at Marshall. He's a quarterback at Marshall, and but he's going to be a quote-unquote athlete at Texas A&M, so it's kind of, you know, one of those to be determined. He's 6'5", 235. 6'5", 235. So he's going to play some, you know, slot tight end. He's going to play some quarterback. He's going to do all this
stuff.
He was
playing frisbee golf?
No. I met him at Apollo. I went to my physical therapy yesterday. Anyway, I met, you know, the dad, A&M. He's committed to A&M, but now Auburn just made an offer to this kid. And the dad played football at Auburn. So, so you know how that's going to end up, you know. We'll see how the dad helped. But the dad is super sharp. We were talking about the, you know, and he's a former player, and he doesn't like how all this NIL stuff is going down. He doesn't like that there's just no guardrails for anything. But he did say the same thing that I've heard others say, is that, look, you know, he said, you are going to consider the money that someone is going to give you. Sure. It's not going to be the only thing. For him, he said, it can't be the only thing. You have to like where you are.
Yeah.
But his son is going to classify as a junior. He's taken so many advanced classes that his son is going to classify as a junior when he steps on campus.
That's great.
And I said, oh, what is he going to do? He goes, well, he's going to get his master's is what he's going to do. He's going to take this opportunity to get through school and get his master's. Yeah, I was super impressed. I was like, this is very similar to my kids, only extraordinarily different.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the numbers? A&M handed out $51 million from July 1st to June 30th this year. 51. 49 went to men and 2 went to women. Mm-hmm. And did you see, well, we got so much to talk about.
Well, they had to pay, like I think I told y'all this on the air, they had to pay all their money off before July 1st.
Yeah, right.
And all the money that was due, they had to pay it. Because a new thing was put in place. Now, what has happened is they paid everyone in advance, and now they're just crossing fingers that everyone, like, lives up to their end of the bargain.
So we talked about what the tease was. We were going to talk about Texans and injuries. So Christian Harris looks like a full go, which is going to be
supposedly nice.
He's got Dr. Speed came in, and Dr. Speed, I think, helped Christian Harris.
Dr. Speed is also known as EJ Speed from the Colts.
Right.
A former starter.
Christian Harris feel better.
Former starter with the Colts, who, by the way, like, he's going to be a factor on this team. The guy can run. He can play special teams. EJ Speed is someone you should pay attention to. You and I haven't talked about him one time. We really should, because EJ Speed could be Christian Harris. If Christian Harris doesn't play the role of Christian Harris, then they will bring in EJ Speed to play that superhero.
I think Christian Harris is going to get every opportunity, but Christian Harris has missed too much time.
EJ Speed is like an actor in a soap opera.
Yes.
The role of Christian Harris is being played by EJ Speed.
And they tell you that at the beginning of the
episode. So you're not shocked by what's going on.
That's how I know your mom used to watch stories.
Yeah,
your mom had stories because you knew.
We didn't watch stories at my house.
We watched stories when I was a kid, and so I knew that, like, oh my God, Patch is different, or Kayla's different, or Don Craig is different, whatever, from Days of Our Lives, whatever.
Yeah,
we didn't watch that. Yeah.
So Christian Harris is a go, which is nice. It looks like almost everybody back. We should just start with the guys that aren't. Tank is in. It looks like Tank's going to start on the IR, and he's going to be gone for the whole season.
Yeah, that's what
Jimmy
it looks
Ward.
Like.
Jimmy Ward is hurt, will not start training camp, and is facing a suspension when he comes back.
Yeah. Well,
it looks like
Is this all that's going to happen? Does Jimmy have more things to worry about than just the suspension?
Jimmy has
Well, when I say that is,
he's
there's
not
legal.
Going to start.
I mean, there's still legal issues at hand.
Oh, yeah. Well, it looks like, I mean, even the county attorney says it looks like Jimmy is going to be vindicated. So we'll see. We'll see about that, but he's still facing a league suspension. We'll see about that. And more than likely is going to face something. So that's a real probability. But Jimmy Ward is not healthy yet. Jimmy Ward is not going to be there. So this is going to be C.J. Gardner-Johnson was a nice pickup. Kalen Bullock is going. Jalen Petrie, you're pretty strong there. Jalen Reed, you're pretty strong at the position.
Yeah, but it's a rookie. Jalen Reed is a rookie.
I know, but Jalen Reed is probably going to see the field a little bit. We saw Bullock.
He's kind of a box player.
You're pretty deep, though.
Yeah, it's not bad. You're just not super experienced. It really depends on how they handle Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, how he plays and where. Like, I'm really legitimately – I really wish I could ask. I guess if I just go out to practice, I could ask. I just don't know if I would get the answer. But I wonder how they're going to handle Jalen Petrie, because I think ultimately Jalen Petrie being a rover down low, being kind of a robber in a robber role where he plays down, he's not somebody that needs to be in deep space covering. And he's probably in a good role where he is the nickel, because they like to use him as a force player against the run. But realistically in coverage, I mean, I'd much rather see Chauncey Gardner-Johnson in that role and have, and have Petrie just guarding tight ends and guarding, small space
and
down
Bullock
in the low zone. Yeah,
and
yeah,
Bullock
yeah,
Roman.
100%. So yeah. I don't know if that's how they plan on playing him or not, because that, to me, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, you want him doing the cover stuff against the more impressive slot receivers as opposed to Jalen Petrie. That, to me, that's a non –
Yeah.
That's a non-issue. You
so,
got to do that.
Ward had off-season foot surgery that he's recovering from. He's progressing nicely, but it's not. It doesn't look like he's going to be ready for the start of camp. And then we'll find out about the other issues that he is having. It looks like Joe Mixon is on his way. He was seen in a boot this off-season, but he looks like he is going to be fine. Christian Harris is going to be fine for the start of camp, is what it looks like. For the most part, they're pretty healthy. For the most part, they're getting guys back. Danico Autry is going to be back. Damian Pierce is going to be back. He didn't do anything in the offseason. Trent Brown has been cleared. This is funny. Aaron Wilson wrote this. Meanwhile, Texans veteran offensive tackle Trent Brown was recently medically cleared to resume football activities by Dallas Cowboys team doctor Dan Cooper.
Huh.
Now what now?
Well, I guess that means he was in.
He couldn't go to the Texans until he was cleared by the Cowboys.
Did he not even check in with the Astros to see if he could come back?
I don't
with
know.
Their team
he should
doctors?
Check. I don't want him checking in with the. I'd much rather he goes to the Cowboys to find out.
I would too.
Did you see Isak Paredes couldn't even get home to get his hamstring looked at? He had flight problems in Seattle. So, yeah, Joe Espada said yesterday, listen, he wasn't able to make it home. They're in Arizona while Isak is still in Seattle because he couldn't. The flight messed up on him.
How bad is this flight?
I have no idea, but apparently he's behind now, which is great because you don't need Isak back anytime soon.
No.
Or Jeremy or Yordan or anybody. Driving me nuts. They're driving me nuts. Okay. So there's our update as we start camp. It looks like guys are gonna be healthy. It'll be interesting to see. Let's talk about that running back spot with the addition of Nick Chubb, with Woody, with Damian Pierce. We'll talk running backs on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now we're talking about HRMP. We're talking about being good employees. And if you don't have good employees, I mean, we've had some HR issues at the station, right? So we've had to call in. We've had to call up HR&P, and HR&P is there for us. So that's what, and we got a one-person HR and payroll department. And that's Laura, okay? We have an HR issue with someone. Laura calls HR&P. HR&P handles that. We have a payroll issue with someone. Not a problem. The employees can call. Everybody has HR&P's number, and you can call directly and take care of your problem. Not a problem. It's not a problem. And HR&P I'm the only one, really. I don't know. There might have been other people that have had payroll issues, but it comes in perfectly every time, unless you screw up how much you want deducted from your paycheck, which I did the whole thing, which was stupid. But neither here nor there. You've got HR&P on your side. HR&P has all of these different clients, and yet you get personalized service every single one. Every single person gets, every single client has personalized service. That's great. It's unbelievable. It really is how they're able to handle all of that. But here's the thing. They do payroll perfectly. So there's very little of that going on. That's the thing about HR&P. HR&P is going to handle your issues better than you can because you don't know the payroll and HR game. They do. They're great at it. You're not. Let them do it for you. If you've been thinking about this, just find out. Let them come and give you a free consultation. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Listen to...
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros win 6-3. The breakout game last night. I mean, what a nice job by Bryce Matthews. Coming in, a young guy, his first week in the big leagues, and he comes up with a game like that with five RBIs, two homers, five RBIs. Just fun. Colton Gordon did a nice job, too. Chaz McCormick laid down a beautiful bunt. He had a couple of hits. That's nice to see. He also caught a ball in center field, a diving catch in center field, and then thought there were three outs, but there were only two, and the run scored from third, even though Corbin Carroll would have scored anyway. That's not a good look for Chaz. Chaz, keep your head in the game. You haven't been around long enough to be making mistakes like that. So Joe Mixon looks like he's back. Nick Chubb, Woody Marks, Damian Pierce. Oh, and Dare. What does the running back position look like to you this year? Is he even there? Where is he? Dell, oh my gosh. I mean, I'm just looking at the screen now. There's an empty seat, Dell, that I'm looking at. How is that? How does that happen?
I would have told you, but I was on the phone answering a call from a person who wants to get on the air. How it happens is he left 30 seconds before the show was coming back and just walked out. That's how it happened. Like, he waited all break and then left 30 seconds before. Okay. And the door is opening as we speak. He's coming back right now.
Okay. All right. That's a good time to leave, right before the show's coming back. So Mixon, Chubb. I don't even know who's third. Dare? Is Dare third? Is Pierce third? Is Marks in the mix? There is this running back situation.
We've got a real battle. Real battle.
Yeah. Joe Mixon's not going to take on the huge role that he took on last year.
I wouldn't think so.
No, not with Nick Chubb sitting there.
No. God, I hope Chubb still has something.
Oh, my gosh, if he does.
Oh, I hope he has
that
something.
That 1-2. How about that 1-2? The way that Joe played last year, he was pro. We made the Pro Bowl, didn't he?
Yeah. Dude, Nick, he was good.
He was really good. But you know what? He got hurt. Missed three games with the high ankle because of the illegal tackle that wasn't penalized, but it was.
Who? Fine. What game was that? Do you remember?
The Bears. That was the second game of the year.
Second game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's not going to take. You know what? He might even be fresher this year. He might be stronger this year.
You know, I'm looking at his last few games, and he had 100 yards against the Chargers, and then in the next week he had 88 yards on 18 carries. I mean, he had two good games in the playoffs. At the end of the year, well, they didn't really have to do it.
He had a big game against the Colts. He had a big game against the Cowboys.
He did nothing against the Titans, 5 carries for 23 yards and 9 for 26.
They didn't need him, though.
Right, right. So that's but
I don't even know if he did even play much. How many? Five carries, yeah.
But I mean, in his first, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 100-yard games in his first 12 games. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I take it back, 10. 7 out of his first 10 games were 100-yard games. That is super strong.
Yeah.
You know, that is really, really strong. And in those games, he had 10 touchdowns. I take it back, 11 touchdowns in those 10 games. I mean, well, 11 rushing touchdowns, 12 so, total. That's really good.
So, you know, and not just a fantasy focus here, but I wonder with the addition of Chubb if he's going to be able to maintain those kind of numbers. If, you know, because is he going to get fewer chances than he had last year? Now, he didn't play in some games. I'm talking about per game.
Well, he was hitting, listen to these numbers, 30 carries in game one. Now, after the Bears game, let's go to the next game he was in, which was New England, 13 for 102, then 26.
Yeah,
I know. Then 26, 25, 24, 25, 20. You know, I know that for some of you, you may think, yeah, that sounds normal. That's actually not normal. Those are really high numbers for NFL running backs. 20, if you think about 20 carries a game, 20 carries a game is the equivalent of, over the course of a season, 340 carries, which is extraordinarily high. You rarely see that anymore. So yeah, you don't see 20 carries a whole lot, and they were giving him, like, they're running him like he's not going to be a Texan more than 2 to 3 years, and which is fine. That's probably historically, you know, I mean, he is only 28 years old, but he's had some tough carries on those legs. There's a difference between a 28 year old that's a flash and dash, you know, slasher. And there's one between a guy who's just an absolute hammer who takes on a lot of contact. Joe Mixon takes on contact. He seeks it out. He takes it out. It's what makes him good. But they also typically don't last as long. Like, Joe Mixon will probably not be the same back by the time he hits 30. And he hits 30. As a matter of fact, Joe's 29 in 2 days. Happy birthday to Joe on Thursday, because he turns 29 years old.
So this could well be his last year. He's gonna make $9 million this year. Mm-hmm. His potential out is after this season, a $2 million cap hit,
which is a savings, because his cap number is going to be $2 million hit. His cap number is 10.5, so you actually end up saving $8.5 million. So
right.
More than likely, he either gets a 1 year extension with a new deal where he goes 26 to 27, or he's just a cap cut. I mean, they could let him play it out. You still don't have your rookie. I mean, you still are under rookie quarterback stuff. Financially, they could fade that. It's not really a problem.
Yeah.
And he's not. That's not a terrible. I mean, 10-5 for a quality running back's not bad. Not bad at all.
No. And we'll see how much is left in the tank after this year. We'll see if he misses any time. We'll see what kind of role Nick Chubb plays. We'll see if Woody Marks doesn't get in the mix a little bit. With Dare, Damian, Woody Marks, Chubb, and Joe Mixon.
One of them's not making the team, obviously. You're not going to have five. You may have four.
I would imagine that's got to be Damian.
You know, Nick Chubb has a total cap at a $2.2 million. That's it. 2.275. So, you know, if he's not physically where he needs to be, they'll just cut him. Their dead cap will be 1.5. Their cap hit was 2.275, so they actually save a little bit of money based on what they have him at right now. The signing bonus that was given to him, which is $575,000. I mean, they will be out $575,000. He'll have to really not be in good shape for him not to make that team. So if he's going to make the team, which I expect, Joe Mixon.
At any point in the future, is Woody Marks running back one?
No. I mean, unless there's injury. Is he a planned running back one? No. Woody Marks has injury in his background too. So that's one of the reasons that there's a concern about whether or not you can trust Woody Marks in the long term. He's a big boy. He's 5'10", 207, so he's got good size. He can play on all three downs. But Woody Marks has had some injury in his background. And I think he's more of a good backup who can play all three downs and can play and can be a third down option full time in the future, which is very valuable in today's NFL. That's almost like a, you know, that's almost like a starting role. It's just a different starter. It's the running back two starter because you play on third downs. That's what I think he is. I think Damian Pierce is going to have a hard time sticking around because he does have some special teams value, but so does Dare. And then third down value, well, you probably are laying that off on Woody Marks. Backup for the hard yardage, that's probably going to Nick Chubb. So I don't know where that leaves Damian Pierce. Like, everything that he is a plus for him on the roster, you got another running back who can do that. And they like Dare. Dare gets the call before Damian Pierce gets the call a lot of times.
Yeah.
And Woody Marks is the draft pick.
They really like
Dare.
You really know, like
that. Fourth round running back's making the team, I can promise you that much.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. So Damian might be that odd guy. I don't know if he fits better in the does Damian fit better in a Kaylee offense? We'll see. I don't know.
Well, even if he does, how do you you're not Chubb, like who I get he'd have to beat out Dare then because the fourth rounder's not getting cut unless somebody has an injury.
Dare and Damian are both teams guys.
Yeah.
Right.
It could be now Damian, I think, can cover, too. I'm not sure if they ever asked him to cover, but I know he returns kicks.
He returns kicks.
But if you can cover, too, if you can be a core special teamer who can also play, you know, punt cover, like that's really valuable.
If they wouldn't do him a solid and just let him go so he can get on with a team.
Or trade him for a seventh. Which probably wouldn't, you know, you'd probably trade him for, you know, you give them your seventh, and maybe they give you your sixth. Probably not. They probably wouldn't even do that. It's a $1.3 cap savings, $1.1 million cap savings if you cut Damian Pierce before the season starts.
They've got 12-9 in space, so it's not like they have to do stuff.
No, it's really not a financial thing.
Right. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Where are the Texans in the Athletics power rankings? We'll talk about that on the other side. A little higher than I expected. Let's talk about Texas Card House right now. Texas Card House is where you get your poker on. It's also where you get your Hijack Poker, the app where you can play at home. Texas Card House created their own app with only Texas people, no bots. They've got wonderful technology that you're not playing against bots. You're playing against people. No collusion. You're playing with Texas Poker. You're playing Texas Poker, basically. It's called Hijack Poker in the app. You can deposit and withdraw money from Texas Card House. You can use a credit card as well. I talked to Mike the other day, and he said, yep, you can use your credit card on this app. There's a lot of apps that you can't use your credit card. You can use your credit card there. But if you want to deposit cash or withdraw the cash, there's a lot of places online where you're playing where it's very difficult to get your money out, okay? That's not the case with Texas Card House. You just walk into one of their two locations, and you get cash right there on the spot. How cool is that? How good is that? So you win a tournament. There's tournaments on there. There's cash play on there. You have a nice day. You need $1,000. You got it right there, Texas Card House. You can pick it up, and then you're on your way. What you got at Texas Card House is the best poker facility in the city, and you got the app as well, Hijack Poker. You're looking for poker in the city of Houston, the only place to go, TexasCardHouse.com, TexasCardHouse.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I was just texting. We got some plumbing issues at the house, Lance. You know, we're leasing it out. And I was just talking to Billy Brown. I mean, he is so good. Love Billy. Aqueduct Plumbing, if you have any issues, these are the guys to use.
Is he on the case?
He is not your usual plumber. You know, you think of a plumber, but like the butt crack thing, he's under the sink, and you're like, oh, you're gross. I've not seen Billy's butt crack once in my life. Not once. I mean, so.
No, but he also doesn't plumb.
Well, I'm sure he does.
You haven't. seen his butt crack while y'all have been golfing?
No, I've not seen him. That's what I just said. I've never seen his butt crack. Right. Not once. No matter what you're doing. Right. So that's not your usual plumber. Your usual plumber, just gross. But that's not the case. We're not at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Anyway. All right. Julian wants to get in here before we talk about the power rankings. Lance, think about your power rankings for the NFL right now. Okay? So let's do that. Dell, you too. Julian wants to get in here. Hey, Julian.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Kyle Juszczyk Day. It's 44 more days to the NFL season start.
Oh, nice.
So Cam Newton had his top 10 list, and he excluded Jalen Hurts, which is, I don't think it's, like, so egregious, but I think it's also, at the same time, like, what are you doing? He has Herbert in there, which I think everybody does, but honestly, man, what has Herbert done? What has he done? I mean, he throws for a lot of yards, but in today's NFL, it's like NBA in points. You know, nowadays a bench player can make 15 points a game, which honestly is more like 10, let's be real, because there's so many points scored and there's not really that much defense. As far as the throwing, he has 4,000 yards, the most, blah, blah, blah. But for the first time in a long time, Ryan Clark said something I agreed with it. He came to Jalen Hurts' defense, and he let Cam Newton have it, man. I don't know if you guys have heard it, but it was pretty good. Y'all have a good one.
This protect – I've never seen so much teeth gnashing. I mean, we all have an opinion. I gave my opinion. I thought, you know, having a couple of those quarterbacks ahead of, including Herbert over – Jalen Hurts. I mean, Herbert, and Bucky said it perfectly, if you're looking at tools and traits, Herbert is ahead of Hurts. If you're looking at on-field performance and consistency, Hurts is ahead of. But, we're arguing just a list. We're arguing just a summer list. It obviously has no meaning. There's nothing. People's opinions are irrelevant as they're putting together their little dumb summer lists that we do. It's just what we do to pass the time. We just do lists, and my kids, you know, kids my age, Gen Z, love lists. That's all they do is list, 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 list. You have to have a list. But ultimately, ESPN gets a lot of programming out of that, you know. And
yeah, half through their show is Jalen Hurts being disrespected. I mean, that comes up every, every show now. I don't know how you could, though. We went through this the other day. I think Josh Allen is the number one quarterback in the league. I think Lamar is two. I think Mahomes, three. Burrow.
They're the top four for sure.
It's the top four for sure, right? I mean, I guess.
And then you can start a new list after those four.
Right. I think Jaden Daniels probably heads the next. But yeah. I think Jalen's got to be right in here. I think what Jalen has done, Eli's going to make the Hall of Fame from two Super Bowls.
Will he? I mean, he did in the first year.
And Jalen, I would much rather have Jalen Hurts than Eli Manning. Jalen's already been to two Super Bowls, won one and lost one.
He's more efficient than Eli Manning.
And Eli won his with how many points? It was his defense that won those Super Bowls. Not that Jalen has a bad defense. He's got a really nice defense. But he's done. I'd rather have Jalen Hurts as a quarterback on my team.
See, I feel like ESPN put him in tier. Well, not ESPN. The executives in the league put him in tier three. I feel like tier two. If we mentioned tier one, tier two then would be, according to the ESPN executives, because that's the list that got all this started. Jaden Daniels, 5. Matthew Stafford, 6. Justin Herbert, 7. Jared Goff, 8. Then I feel like the next tier, according to this, I feel like the breakdown would be Jalen Hurts, 9. Baker Mayfield, 10. And the honorable mentions, they have Jordan Love and C.J. Stroud.
Well, I disagree with that list, though. I mean, I don't think he's in the third tier.
I know. I feel like that's where the cutoff would probably be for these guys, you know, for the opinions. There's still not a lot of – there's respect for Jalen Hurts, but NFL people, as much as they want – they all covet mobile quarterbacks and guys that can extend plays with their legs. But when it's all said and done, the big check mark goes to pocket passers. It's you can say whatever you want, but the big check mark's always going to go to the pocket passers. That's
well,
why
Josh
on this
Allen,
list,
but,
Lamar
but Josh
Jackson,
Allen is the best quarterback in the league, and he's not a great pocket passer.
Who's that?
Josh Allen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he can. Yeah, he's not a classic pocket passer. He's a dual threat, big Cam Newton.
No, he's inaccurate.
Yeah, he's a Cam Newton. Yeah, we already went through that yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. But he can fling it deep and all that stuff. I mean, he's got a big arm.
But
I should say
also the dual threat thing.
Yeah, he's got a huge arm. He can only make – well, the dual threat's huge, but he can make certain throws that other guys just can't make. Oh, very few guys can make some of the throws he makes.
Yeah.
But you'll notice, I mean, it's Pat Mahomes 1, Josh Allen 2, Joe Burrow 3, Lamar Jackson 4 in this list. So they're putting the guys who are the pocket passers ahead
of
Lamar.
Well, I'll put those four, and then I'm going to put Jaden along with Jalen Hurts, Matthew Stafford – I just think Herbert gets too much love. I just think, what has he done?
No, he does.
I know he looks really good. He throws a beautiful ball. But what has he done?
He's being paid compliments in advance. Like he's, it's like he's getting a signing bonus of compliments when, you're right, he hasn't. He's being given the compliments for things that he hasn't really done yet. He's shown flashes. He's had flashes of it. He had some great stats early in his career, but they were constantly on the chase. Like they couldn't hang on to leads. They were always chasing from behind. He had a lot of potential. It's hard getting away from that last game against the Texans. It was so atrocious.
Yeah.
It was so bad. He's got a lot of work to do this year, and I think the less they ask of him, I think the better he's going to be, because I think he can carry a heavy workload. But once they have that running game established for Harbaugh, I think it's going to be really beneficial for Herbert.
I don't even have him in my top 10. I got Jared Goff. I got Dak Prescott. And it's between CJ and Baker Mayfield for 10th.
Yeah, you know, I could see that. Yeah, yeah. I could absolutely see that. Although I would argue that CJ has not done as much as Justin Herbert. I mean, Herbert, CJ's got 1 year under his belt. Last year was an unimpressive year. He's got one good one, one not very good one. So it's hard for me to just give CJ the bump. We talked about it with Dell, brought it up yesterday. If it wasn't for his better than expected rookie year, we would not, on the whole, his 2 years, if you took them together, it's like, not top 10. But if you give him a bump for that first year and you just assume he's headed there again, all right, you give CJ that love. If you actually go back and look at Justin Herbert, I think his numbers would be better than you expect. They'd be better than you think there are. But he just wasn't very good in the clutch last year. Dak, you almost have to give him. I mean, Dak has to be ahead of him. Dak's done more than any of these guys.
Yeah.
Even though he's a Cowboy.
Then we got sidetracked there with a little bit of quarterback talk. Power rankings, we'll do it on the other side.
Yeah, I've got my number for you.
Yep, you got your number for I want to see where you put the Texans. Anybody else wants in to talk about the quarterbacks? You want to talk about the running backs? You want to talk? It's been crazy. You want to talk about the Astros? You could do that too. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about as the NFL season is getting underway. With all the camps, at least rookies reporting to camps today. At the very least, rookies are reporting. Time to talk about Air Team. They reported to my house last week, put in a new air conditioner. I hated to do that. Sucks to put in a new air conditioner, but Air Team made it easy. Air Team is their expertise, the way that they go about it, their professionalism, the quality of, well, they've got every different kind of air conditioner, okay, that you can get. So, you know, whatever you're looking for, they can install it. They can get it and install it. The price was great. I mean, even though, you know, it sucks to put in an air conditioner, they're expensive. But it doesn't have to be, in other places, more expensive, okay. But the workmanship and everything about it, I loved it. I want you to call Air Team. I want you to go and go to their website, airteamltd.com, airteamltd.com, and I want you to schedule a maintenance for your – you got to maintain your air conditioner, right? If you don't, you have to replace it like I did. We haven't been in the house for a year, so that's probably why that happened. I wish I had Air Team out there to go over it before so that maybe this wouldn't happen to me. But it happened to me. They installed it. Love them. AirTeamLTD.com, AirTeamLTD.com. You have any issues, AirTeamLTD.com or 713-956-8326.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.